Chapter 15. If time had an existence beyond the body, Luke could not find it. Now that he was rising out of his physical being, he saw that moments and years were the same. A heartbeat lasted a week. A lifetime flashed by in an instant. But Luke Skywalker remained, a manifestation of force energy that embodied his essence in both mind and form. And that essence was now more real and tangible than the flesh and blood husk he had left floating among the purple-tinged bodies in the makeshift meditation chamber.
"Five."
The skull-faced Givens' raspy voice came to Luke from somewhere behind and below.
"There is no life. There is only the Force."
It was a perversion of the Jedi Code, but Luke dutifully repeated the phrase as he exhaled, allowing himself to accept it, even to believe it. He did not think that the Mindwalkers, which was how the station inhabitants referred to themselves, meant the phrase as a mockery or an insult. They were simply expressing the truth of the universe as they saw it. And he knew enough about meditation to realize that the precise phrasing of a mantra was the code that unlocked the door to a particular realm of the mind. Another year went by, or maybe it was only a second. Luke inhaled slowly, picturing a big yellow five in his mind, focusing on nothing but that image.
"You are rising higher,"
said the aged voice of Seek Ryantar. The horn-headed Gotal was floating in front of Luke, or perhaps it was above him, speaking to him in the soft voice of a meditation coach, guiding him to a higher consciousness.
"You are barely connected to your body. You feel contact only at your heels now. Now your shoulders. Now the back of your skull."
And it was true. Luke only felt attached in those places. Everywhere else, he was floating free, at one with the Force.
"Six,"
the Given rasped. Luke changed the image in his mind to a big yellow six. He began to let his breath out, feeling himself growing lighter and more apart. Each time he exhaled, it seemed to take longer, and this time it felt as though a week passed while he was emptying his lungs.
"There is no life,"
the Given said.
"There is only the Force."
Luke repeated the phrase. He felt his shoulders lift free of his body, leaving him attached only at the heels and the head.
"You are almost free now,"
Ryantar told him.
"When Pharaoh says seven, the last bonds will dissolve. You will no longer be attached to your body. You will rise from the shadows into the pure radiance of the Force."
Ryantar paused, as though waiting for Luke to change his mind. And perhaps he would have, had there been another way to learn what had happened to Jason here. To look into his nephew's heart, as the Mindwalkers had promised, and see why they believed Jason could not have gone dark. The skull-faced Given, Feral, rasped,
"Seven."
Luke felt his body fall away, and then he was floating, in a cloud of violet radiance, staring up into the purple glow at the heart of the chamber, and tingling with cool pleasure. He raised his real hand and saw that it looked the same as it always had. Then he raised the artificial one and saw only a shadow in its place. He tried to touch it. His fingers vanished into the darkness, just as they would into any shadow.
"You cannot touch what is not real. Your cybernetic hand is just illusion. As much a shadow as flesh and bone."
Ryantar reached out to tap Luke's chest.
"That is real."
What exactly is real? Luke asked. My spirit?
Your Force presence. It's your true self. A swirl in the living Force that animates your physical body.
Ryantar tapped Luke's chest again.
This is what truly exists.
He pointed over Luke's shoulder.
It gives form to that.
That being my body, Luke clarified.